Chikadmo as Fei Lokanala. We know that there's a rule that Lav Shenita Klav Fei is in Lokanala. That's part of what's going to emerge in the Hemshech HaSugya. If the Torah attaches an Asfei to a Lav, that's one of the examples of a Lav that does not get Malkus. However, says Rav Yochanan, if it's a Lav Shikadmo as Fei Lokanala, Kadmo as Fei, we saw yesterday different possibilities and combinations thereof. Kadmo as Fei could mean in terms of the Ksiva in the Torah, the Asfei is written first. Kadmo Asfei could mean if one could have fulfilled the Asfei even prior to violating the Lav, and that would therefore not make it a Lav Anituk Asfei, it wouldn't be called a Tikkun, a Nituk, but rather you would actually get Malkus. The Gemara goes on to bring the example of Bala Mikdash Tamei, that would seem to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that you have the Lav of a person who's Tamei not to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and you have the Asay of the Shalchu Min HaMachaneh, that the Lav is written after the Asay, to below your Tamus Machaneh, the Shalchu Min HaMachaneh is written first, Parshas Naso, coming up this Shabbos, and therefore it's a Lav Shekadmo Asay from the perspective of Ksiva and the Torah. What about in terms of the other criteria? So we struggled to figure out what was made, what would you say in terms of the other definition, and we had one teretz in the Ritzvah, that's also called Kadmo Asay because you could have a situation of a person becomes Tamei within the Beis HaMikdash and he has the mitzvah Bishalchu before he has the Yisra of Velo Yitamu. Either way, yes, who's speaking?
I asked a question on that from yesterday. It's Barak Noam.
Yes, please, Barak Noam, yes.
So based off the answer of that Ritzvah about being in the Mikdash already and then becoming Tamei, being Tamei already like once you're in the Mikdash, so why can't that? Rebbe said that the reason was because he has to be shohe in the base of Mikdash for a certain amount of time before the lav actually kicks in. Is that what Rebbe said yesterday?
Thanks for shadows. Yes, how I understood the Ritzvah, because the lav is violated immediately. There has to be a certain amount of time until he gets out, until he has to leave, and the shalchu is immediate.
Right. So I don't understand. Isn't that every case of tamei abal mikdash? Because he comes in, he walks in, he's tamei, and then he walks into the base of mikdash. So he has to be shohe for a certain amount of time before the lav kicks in. Wouldn't that be the same exact case?
Interesting. What you're asking. You have to look into it. It could be that the Isser is already violated when you go in because you were outside. It could be that the Shehiya, it could be, you have to look into it for sure. It could be the Isser Shehiya is only when you Nitma Bifnim.
Is it because
in other words, if you Nitma Bifnim, Tarachi is you have to go out the Derech Kitzara in the shortest route out. Let's say you go out, this is Sugyas and Shavuos, you have to look up the Sugyas. If you go out in a Derech Arukah, you could have gone a shorter route. That would be a violation of the Lo Yitamu by going out the longer route. But when you go in, so Maisha, you went in. Who asked you to go in? So that would be already a violation of the Avera, the very Knesset itself. That's what I would think.
Right.
In that case, you wouldn't have the Asay before the left.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so back to the Inyan itself. So this is now going to be an Inyan which is going to open up a lot of Sugyas, certainly Lav Anituk Lasei, and Inyanim of Nituk, and Inyanim of Temura. This is an interesting tosis on the top of Tzvav Amidal. The Mishnah that the Gemara quotes, our Mishnah, Abba Umigdash Tamei, is one of those that get Malkus. And the Gemara uses that example as a raya to Rav Yochanan, that this is considered a Lav Shekadmo Asei, as we just explained. And we know that there's Malkus. How could there be Malkus after all? If you tell me the Lav Shekadmo Asei is no different than a Lav Anituk Lasei, so then it should be no Malkus. So raya to Rav Yochanan. Tosus comes with the following question. Tosus says, what's the raya? Maybe Lav Anituk Lasei, Lav Shekadmo Asei are identical, but there's a very simple reason why you'll get Malkus, because Tosus is going to quote a Gemara and Tzmura, and based on that line of Gemara and Tzmura, Daf Dalet, he's going to argue that in our case, there's another reason why the Nituk won't help you, and it would be a reason to get Malkus. That says Tosus. Nina habal mikdash tamei loke, and the reason you get Malkus, mishum de lahavi lav anituk lasei. Lefisha kadmo lasei lelav, because the asei comes before the lav again, the various ways we explained it. Again, the simple way would be to assume that the fact that the asei is written before the lav, that's enough to make it a lav shekadmo lasei, and we have a raya there for lav shekadmo lasei gets Malkus. Okay. Bektosus v'yim tomar tiny hashem. What's the right? Maybe there's another reason why you'll get malchus over there. The olam mitzalav and nita klasei and lashikad masei are the same. But the reason why it's different, shiny hashem, the ika trei lavi. Because in the case over there, abol mikas tamei, there are actually two lavin involved. And Tosis is now going to bring up, and Gemara Tzmura is, and we have two lavin, then the nituk was not going to work for two lavin. Nituk only works for one lav. You have a second lav, then you're still going to get malchus. Shiny Asim Dika Trey Lavi. Now, what does Tosis say on the two lavin? The Gersa Shalafanena, which is very strange. The Lo Yitamu Machanean, that one we know. That's the obvious lav that we have in Parshas Naso. Tosis says, as we have the Lo Yitamu Mikdasha. Second lav that you have in a person who enters the Mikdash with Tumma, there's a lav, the Lo Yitamu Mikdasha. Tosis says, the Ashi Chalasei, the Akar Trey Lavin, as we'll see in the Gemara Tzmura. Before we even go on to the Gemara Tzura, we have to know what to make of this second pasuk that Tosus quotes. The problem is very simple. There is no such pasuk in Chumash. The Lo Yitamu Mikdasha. Tosus quotes a pasuk that doesn't exist. What does Tosus mean? The closest you can find, if you want to quote a lesson like this, would be a pasuk in Emor, Lo Yichalu Es Mikdashai, but it's not discussing the Easter of going to Beis HaMikdash B'tum at all. It has to do with the different Indian, totally, with Gabi Kohanim. And so what does Tosus mean? Lo Yitamu Mikdashai. There's another pasuk in Kedoshim, Leman Tameis Mikdashi. That's not a lot. That's just a statement by Molech. So Leman Tameis Mikdashi. So there is a Haggah that is noted by a number of the Mefarshim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in fact, brings this in the Mishnayot and Tosus Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's in the Kovetz as well. In the back of a kovetz, the beggar says that the girsa should be a different pasuk. The girsa should be the el. We know this pasuk from earlier in the sugya and Amud before. The el hamikdash lo savo. The el hamikdash lo savo is written, of course, by Yoledes, and the Torah says that she shall not enter the Beis Hamikdash ad meloshi meitara. She's considered still in the category with tzvuyom until all those days that we discussed. During the Yemei Torah until she brings her carbon, and this becomes a lav for entering the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kiveger says, I read the lesson in the Kiveger in the back, the Da, the Masha Kashputosus, the Ika Tre Lavi, the Haino Lo Yitamu Es Machaneim, Lo Yitamu Es Mikdashai, Utos Ofer. It's a mistake. The Bechor Mikra Lo Matsano Mikra Lo Yitamu Es Mikdashai. There is no such pasuk. El Amirli, the Kachter of Lomar, the HaMikdash Lo Shavo. Okay. So what do we have here? We have a second lav. We have a second lav that asks a person to go to Beit HaMikdash B'tumah. That's the case of the El HaMikdash Lo Savo. Yeah. So Tosis is now asking, if we have two lavin, now we can invoke the Gemara in Tzmura Dav Dal. What do we have in Tzmura Dav Dal? The Hachi B'Shanina B'Tzmura, Gabi Homer Yomir, that we don't consider the case of the lav of Timura. The Torah says if you have an animal that's kodesh b'dushas haguf of karban, and you say about another animal that this animal should be in place of the first animal in exchange for the lashon of Timura, so there's an aveira to do that. And then the Torah says if you would do it, v'ayahu shmurasha yia kodesh. The result shall be that both animals, the first animal remains kadosh, and the second animal that you wanted to take over would also be kadosh. So that you could perhaps consider a lav, a nituk la'ashay. And yet we know it's clear, the very first Mishnah in Masechta Temura says that a person who does this act, which is an aveira of making a Temura, is going to get malchus. Lashon HaMishnah in that Beis in Temura. It says, Hakom et Mirin, Echad Anashim, Echad Nashim. Everyone can accomplish this kalos of Temura, but don't make the mistake of thinking that this is permitted. Los Adam Rashay Lahamir, Elashim Heimir Mumar. If you do it, it will end up having the effect, and both become kalos. The Shofeg as Harbayim. In other words, we have an example of a lav of Malchus, notwithstanding what would perhaps be a normal reason not to get malchus. Now, truthfully, the sugya in Temura Daf Gimel Daf Dalit discussed two possible reasons why Temura should not have malchus. The reason that we're not focusing on right now is what svara? What other reason, maybe besides nita klase, can we consider why tamura shouldn't get malchus?
Not shame, but maisa.
I said it's only a divor. So that's one discussion in the sugya, and then you have to discuss why that would be different. Not possibly because there's a divor that leads to a maisa. The divor is avid maisa. There's akim asayim. Okay, you have to get around the issue of asheim bo maisa. But the second issue is what comes up in the Hemshech HaSugya, that Dalet Amid Aleph, the Dalet Amid Beis, is the issue of La Shemitah Lase, which is very interesting. Exactly how do you view this as a say that Menatek the Lav? We'll have to see more about this. But the Gemara, Tosis is quoting, we'll see the Gemara in just a second. The Gemara says, in effect, that the reason why we could get Malchus for the Lav of Temura, and we don't consider it to be a La Shemitah Lase, is because there are two lavin. The lo akar chad asay trei lavin. The lo akar chad asay trei lavin. What's the pshat two lavin? The lashon ha-pasuk in the near in parsha. Does anyone know where is this found in Chumash? The Isser of Temura.
The Chukosai.
Chukosai, excellent. So the lashon ha-pasuk is chav zayin yud lo yachal lifenu. The lo yamir oso. So it says lo yachal lifenu. It's one lav. The lo yamir oso is another lav. Russian yamir and Russian yachal lifenu are synonyms. Tovera rabito. But there's really two lavin. So it continues. The imhan there yamir behema the behema ba'aya who is Russia yeh kodesh. It and its exchange will be kodesh. So the discussion that Tosus is linked to in Tzmura Dazalin is, should we not consider Temura to be a lav hanita glase? Because you have the lav in the pasuk oyach lifenu uliyamir also, and you have the asay of ahayahu smirasa yakodesh. And the answer that the Gemara suggests over there, that Tosus is quoting, is that you won't have the problem of nita glase to take away malchus because there are two lavin. And the assay cannot be monotic to lav. And therefore, Tosis comes back to our Gemara. What's the raya from the Gemara, in the Gemara here, that there's the assault of lav shekadmo assay to get malchus from the case of bala mitzvah tamei? Maybe really lav shekadmo assay is no different than lav shenitzvah assay. But since we know that one assay is not monotic to lavin, and here there are two lavin, there's the lav of Roy Tamuas Machaneim and the lav of El Mephisul Savo. And that's why there'll be Malchus. Before we go on to Joseph's parents, there's a few things to just imagine to think about. Just Pashut Pshat in the words, we haven't even seen the Gemara in the context of the Gemara in Temura, but just to simply understand, what does it mean to say that there's an assay of V'hayahu Smrasha Yakodesh that would be a nituk on the lav of Lo Yachli Fenu? And we'll see this already emerging a little bit in the Tosus Shans and Tosus in Chulin. But L'chaira, at first glance, there's something very strange about viewing Bahayahu Usmurasa Yakodesh as an assay that's menatek the lav. And they say it can't be menatek to lav. But first of all, before anything, who called it a mitzvah? Menatek, an assay to menatek a lav is to assume there's a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah sasei, that's menatik the lav. Where does it say in the pasuk that this is a mitzvah? The Torah is simply telling you what is the result of a person who does this aveira. Lo yachlifen bo yachim hami yam behema behema v'hayahu smasi yakodesh. This shall be the halacha. The Torah tells me the status of the animal, or the animals in this case. Who's even to consider that an asei? The perspective of maybe considering it a lav hanita klase because of the assay. Who even ordered an assay? So this is not my question. It's none other than the Rambam himself in Sefer Mitzvos that seems to be addressing this question, and he proves from this very point in the Gemara that you would consider it to be an assay. The very fact that the Gemara relates to this assay as possibly a nituk, except that the assays are not monotic to lavin, this itself is the greatest proof that we're talking about a mitzvah assay. When the Rambam quotes the mitzvah. So let's just give you the Maamar Makomos. There is a lav, of course, of Lo Yachlifenu. It's interesting. The Ramban's account in the Lo Sases, it's mitzvah Lo Sases Kuvav. The Ramban says, Isha Hisiranu Mehameh HaKadshim, the Zosiyat Timura, Behu Amris Ava Lo Yachlifenu Lo Yomer Osa. That's the lav of Timura. It's interesting. How many times did the Rambam count it as a lav in Minyan HaMitzvah? The Rambam counts it as one lo sasin. Even though we're talking about two lavin, so the answer is, in Minyan HaMitzvah, however, it doesn't count as two of the 365. The Rambam's shita would be, who soon can develop this further, even from the perspective of Malkus, if you have the same lav repeated multiple times in Chumash, that's not a basis to have more than one Malkus. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos counts the lav of Tmura, Mitzvos Lo Sase Kuvav, that's the Lo Sase. Ase in the Rambam, and that's in Mitzvos Ase, Hey Zayin. Hey Zayin. Mitzvos Ase Pei Zayin. The mitzvah hapei zayin, let's listen carefully, maybe you saw it. Disa tivanu lios hatemura kodesh. The mitzvah is, that which Hashem commanded us, that the temura should be kodesh. That which you exchanged before should be kodesh as well. Behu amro yisbarach, bahaya hu shmrasa ye kodesh. The Rambam continues, ubebeyur amu berosh mefeches temura, and the furash says the Gemara in temura, the Gemara labels the lav of Lo Yamirenu as a lav hanita klase, the student Tmura. Amru, the Gemara says, Hare Neymar, he's quoting the Gemara, Tosis is quoting, Amru, Hare Neymar, the lav hanita klasehu. So what does the Rambam want by quoting the Gemara Tmura? If we're classifying the lav as nita glase, what does that show us? That b'haya hus v'rasi yakodesh counts as nase. Continues around. V'sham ne'amar gamke. In the same Gemara, it says, v'tam heyos ha'meimer loke. For the reason that the person who violates meimer is going to get malchus, v'alpa b'sham lav as nita glase, even though it's a lav as nita glase, amru, Sigmara says, lo as yase oka tre lavi. That the ase cannot be oka tu lavin. Kolomash ha'azhara me'atmura nechpala panayim. The azhara repeats itself twice. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomeroso. Upa ase echad v'hu v'ayas masi yakodesh. So he named this ba'er masher v'ksinu. So what is the Rambam being ma'arach here? This ba'er masher v'ksinu. It's important to see what the Rambam is doing for us. The Rambam is using this Gemara that discusses the lav of Tmura and classifies it as a lav anita glase, but at the same time, you'll get malchus because what I say can be added to lavin. That is the biggest proof that the Hayahu Usmati Yakodesh counts as a mitzvah aseh. That's even the first, before anything else, just to see if the Rambam needed to point it out to us. Okay. So it is a mitzvah saseh, but clearly there's something unusual about this mitzvah saseh. Again, we have yet to read the Gemara in Tmura, which has to be looked at carefully in its context. But l'maisa, that Gemara that Tosfos is quoting is the greatest indication that the highest mitzvah kodesh is an aseh. And the aseh can be monotic to lav. Now, b'chero, what is the aseh? Okay, it counts as an aseh. What is the aseh? Yase is the fact that everything is kodesh, or that the tamura is kodesh. No, so like, what is the mitzvah? How does one fulfill the mitzvah? How does one carry out the mitzvah? Doesn't sound like there's anything specific in terms of the rules and regulations of this mitzvah. It's apparently counted as a mitzvah simply because the Torah declared that reality. The reality of Ha'yisriya Kodesh, that is the mitzvah. And that's very interesting. And yet, the fact that we could consider such an idea, that the Torah simply states a fact, that it is Kodesh, that itself lends itself to an idea that maybe it's a lav hanita glase, to life. And that's a very interesting idea. At first glance, very, very puzzling in light of the yisod that we saw in Rashi. You know, it was, we would have imagined, what does Nitzah Klasei have to do with? The Torah says, do this. Yitzehu unso. Sounds like you need a person to do something. This is your directive. Unless you could also, of course, you could perhaps catch into the idea. Yitzehu unso, meaning the Torah says, you know, whether you like it or not, I'm telling you, it's almost like a knas. The Torah says, this is the reality. So this is the consequence. In other words, the consequence itself is the nituk. No more onus needed. The onus is, you wanted to exchange one kodesh for another, both are kodesh. Maybe that's the nituk. But the maisa, l'chor, there's no maisa here involved. But you have to know how to fit that into the basic framework of nituk l'asei. And maybe it perhaps doesn't rise to the same level in terms of general ideas of nitzah. This is one inyan. There is a lashon hachinuch that perhaps opens the door a little bit more to help us swallow what kind of a nitzah there is in this asay. The Rambam seems to suggest the very halacha is the asay. The lashon of the chinuch perhaps is masma a little more than that. If you look at the chinuch in Parshas Bechukosai, so again you have the Isser of Timura in Shimon Aleph, Shalom Namir HaKadshim, that's the Isser of Lo Yachlifenu Lo Yamir, and then Mitzvah Shimon Beis, which is Mitzvah Hameimir Behemas Karba de Behemacheres, Shetiyena Shtehen Kodesh. The Mitzvah that they should both be Kodesh. Now, the Chinuch, at the end of his Mitzvah, says, the Noheges Bechozman, it applies everywhere, men and women, the over aleha, if you violate this asay, behemir, the lo nahad kedusha b'shei ha-behemot, and you didn't conduct yourself with kedusha, treating these two animals with kedusha, koloma barishona ubetura, so the original animal which was kodesh to begin with, and the tura that now became kodesh, bitel asay, your mevatel the asay. In other words, of course, if a person is not noheg with these animals of Kedusha the way they should, there's an Issa Me'ila, but the Chinuch tags on to the Issa Me'ila a Bito Mitzvah Aseh. What I see in the Chinuch is more than the Rambam. The Rambam just says that you should know this counts as an Aseh in the meaning of Mitzvah Baharaya. It's called a lashon nitzah l'asei, so it's called it's considered an asei minyan hamitzvah. But from the Rambam, you would say just the din itself, that is the asei, counting as a mitzvah, and we have to know why it's considered a nitzah l'asei in conceptually. The chinuch is saying more than that, that the mitzvah asei requires us to nohei kedusha on these animals. One who violates the kedusha is violating the Issur Me'ila, and he's also violating the battle, the Mitzvah Taseh, Bahayis Masi Yakodesh. Okay, it's still not quite the same as an Aseh that has a Maiseh, that the Torah says, do something. If you left over the meat, then you shall burn the meat. That's an active Aseh. Here, the Aseh is a Nihu Kedusha, but it's more than just the Halacha for itself. That's what you see in the Sefer Achinuch. Either way, though, again, we see something interesting about the asay of Timura in terms of classifying it as a lav shenitak l'asay, and therefore the kasha is, from the Gemara and Timura, we see that you don't have an asay being menatek to lavin. And therefore, Fertosos, Tikkul, Bala Mikdash Tamei, should get malchus even if it's classified as lav shenitak l'asay. And Kadmah Asay is no different than the Nitzah Asay, but one Asay, Abishalchu can be menatek to Rav. V.H. Rome. Yes.
What is it?
Who's speaking?
Yitzhak Yonasan.
Thank you, go ahead, yeah.
If they're still getting malchus, then what is the fact that it's a lava Nitzah Asay? Like, what's that doing? What's the Nitzah? Is it being nitzah on one of the lavin, and then the other one is being, like, helped out with malchus, or, like, onish is malchus?
Okay, so let's discuss this question. You're asking a very good, I was going to wait to after the Tosus, but good, let's consider this issue. When we say that one asay can't be menatek to lav, so therefore you'll get malchus, what does that mean? have the other level. That's what you're asking, in effect, right? That's what you're asking, in effect. Now, if I ask you, mind asking me, I mean, it sounds like a longish question, but like, what mind asking me? If you're not menatek both lavin, you'll get malchus. But why do you want to? What's the shaila? We haven't even gone into the root, the depth of the shaila. But the hakira you're asking. This idea that one assay is not menatek two lavin, does that mean that it has no cross in menatek at all? Or does it mean that no, it can be menatek one lav, but it's not going to help because you still have another lav that doesn't have the nitzuk of the assay. It only exhausts itself by menatek one lav. But the mice, the bottom line is, I'm going to say, you'll get malchus, you won't get malchus. If the assay is not menatek two lav, then you'll get malchus, correct? So why are you asking the question?
Hey, tshuva.
What?
Tshuva.
I would tell you, Alec, that even by every situation of a lavanita glace, the perfect lavanita glace, that there is a total nituk, I think you still need tshuva, and I'll prove it to you. Lo sigzo, we saw yesterday the toast. Lo sigzo, nituk glace, correct? No, what happens if a person violates the sigzo and finds the hesher of sagzela? Does he need to kab achet on Yom Kippur? He returned to Gizela. He's menafik the lab. Does he need to do tshuva? Separate from Hashavat HaGzela. Better yet, does he have to ask mechila from the person that he stole? He did Hashava. The Rambam is mefurish in Hilchos Tshuva that a person who stole, even if he's meshuv Gzela, he still has to ask mechila. Do you see that just because you have a nituk from the perspective of the malchus of the lav, that doesn't in any way relate to the tshuva that's required? Okay, we have to see more about this. Pasas tshuva is required even by a classic nituk. But I'm talking about now this issue. You have a case of two lavin and one assay. And we have this rule that tells us, according to Tzmur Dagdalit, that one assay is not menatek two lavin. So Yitzchak Yonason has a nice hakira. He says, what does that mean? And I say it's not menatik to lavin, does it mean that there's no koach for the assay to menatik anything because it's too lavin, so it can't get to first base? Or is the pshat that it can menatik one lav, but the other lav remains without a nituk, and therefore there'll still be a problem, and therefore you'll get malchus? So now, don't give up, Rebbe Osei. Why should this question be more than academic than lundis? Why would it be maybe a naskamina here? Yes, Mayor.
Maybe how many malchus you get?
So let's talk about this next issue. This is not simple, but let's speak it out together. Question should be, how many malchusin would you get? In other words, l'chaira, if you say that there is a nituk on one lav, but there's still not a nituk on the other lav, so then you'll get malchus one time for the other lav. But should we say that there is no nituk at all in a case of two lavin, then you're arguing maybe you should get twice malchus. That's what you say. Now, let's check out if this chakira, if this nafkamina is a valid chakira. L'chor, what should it depend on? You have a lav that's...
Maybe I missed the second half. What's the second half of the chakira?
Okay, again, the two tzedadin to start with was, does it mean when the assay is not two lavin that the assay can't do anything, it lost its koach of nituk completely? Or the assay is menatik one lav, but the other lav remains without a nituk. So I asked the Western nafkamina, so there it says, apasha nafkamina. Would you get one malchus or two malchus? If the pshat is that you can do a nituk on one lav, but you still have the other lav available, so then you'll get one malchus. But if you'll say that an assay can't be menatik two lavin, so if we can't do anything, then it should be two malchus. But if it's menatik one lav, then there'll be only one malchus. So is that really correct? If you have two lavin in the Torah for the same aveira, which is, let's go to Tzmura right now, right? Lo yachlifena b'lo yomir. So, l'maisa, your question should be, bottom line, right? The Gemara says, there's going to be malchus because it's not called nita glase, because one asse can be menatik two lavin. So now I ask you a simple question. Very pashup shot in the Mishnah and Tzmura Daf Beis. it says in the Mishnah that a person who does the Aveira of Temura is going to get Malkus. So I ask you, person who said the Mishnah, how many times Malkus would they get? One set or two sets?
Rambam holds one.
The Rambam holds one. Good. The Lashon HaMishnah. What's the Lashon HaMishnah? Does anyone have a copy of Temur that bays with them? I hope so. Take a look with me at the Mishnah. What's the Lashon HaMishnah? Lo sha'adam rashoy lahamir, ela shim heimir mumar, the sofik as harboy. The sofik is always the Lashon used by Malkus to absorb the Malkus, the sofik as harboy. What's the deal, Kalashna Mishnah? The Sofek is Arboim. How many times Malkus?
One.
It says Arboim. It doesn't say how much Shmoni. Sounds like there'll be only one Malkus. But wait a second. Why not two Malkus? So, let's take a look at Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos on this page, the second Tosfos in Temura. Dibra Matzah, the Sofek is Arboim. Viyatoma arfektosos, amai lotani shmonim. Amai lotani shmonim. Why does it say abayim? Does it say shmonim? Daksiv lo yachlifenu velo yamir oso. Wow. The Tosis is bothered by the question. Tosis is bothered by the question. There should be shmonim because of the two lavin. Wow, so now Tosis is assuming that there should be two Malkus because there are two Lavin. And the first chapter of Tosis is in Achinami. Lav Dafka Arboim. The Yeshua nochas the minion Malkus. El Kaloma Dulok Yalei. What the Mishnah means is that there'll be Malkus for this. There'll be Malkus for this Lav. Don't think that there won't be Malkus. There'll be Malkus. But you should know, really, there's two sets of Malkus. That's what Tosfos assumes in the first teretz. Let's keep the second teretz for a second on the side. Nu, L'chaira, Meir, you have another teretz to the kash, right? L'chaira, what could we have said? That no, the Mishnah is very meduyak. The Mishnah is clearly saying Arboim, because why is there Malkus? Why is it a Lavanita Glashe? Because the Gemara says that what I say can be menatic to lavin, namely that it can be menatic a second lav. One lav is menatic successfully, but then you'll have the other lav. So then, of course, you have one malchus, not two. Very interesting, because the Maharsha, this kasha is in Tosfos is also mentioned in Chulin Dabeis. So we did learn Chulin this year, so we felt very bad. Now you can say that in June's mind you learned a Tosfos in Chulin that day. We got acquainted with the Tosfos in Chulin that day. The Gemara on the Lashon HaMishnah in Chulin HaKol Shochtin, so quotes the Lashon HaMishnah in Temura of HaKol Memirin, and it mentions the Lashon HaMishnah. And it says the Sofek Esar Arboim. So on that Amud, based on the Dallas in Chulin, on the word for Sofek Esar Arboim, Lagabi Temura, Tosfos asks the same kash as he does in Temur Dabeis. V'yam toma havele lemeimar besofik shmonim. The atrei lavi ksir v'lo yachlifen v'lo yomir. Same kasha. There Tosfos only gives the second teretz that he gives in Temura, that you need both psukim, whatever, maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't, but l'maisa, the kasha appears in Tosfos Chulin. There's the Maharsha. Got beis in Chulin on that Tosfos. I don't hear the kasha. Okay, so we have really a possibility of why there'd be only one Malchus, because it's a successful Nituk on one lav. But Maisa, what did Tosis hold? The Chayra Tosis would have to hold the other side of the Chakir. That if you have two lavin, then the Aseik can't do anything. If it's up against two lavin, the Aseik can't even not take anything. So Tosis is raising the question, you should get two Malchus. L'maisa, this is another interesting inyan. Someone mentioned the Rambam before. The Rambam is clear that you get only one Malchus. So the question is, why is there only one Malchus? But the good for another reason. The Rambam is Lishitasa. You see, this is another interesting idea that I wish I could say we'll get to it. Maybe if we go through to get to it. We don't know how long we're having Shia for June's man. But the very Gemara, right after the sugya, that the long sugya coming of Kimo Bitzel, the next Gemara, Tes Zayin Amid Beis, of Ochal Putisa, that's where this Rambam has to be discussed. Namely, the following. It's a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvah Shoresh text, the following Machlokas. If the Torah repeats the same lav numerous times, the Torah would say the same lav three times in Chumash, identical, and there's no tzricha, so that's neither why you need both. The Torah repeats the same lav. Would there be Malchus k'minyan halavin, or would it simply be only one Malchus? Again, if it's literally the same lav, identical lav mentioned numerous times in Chumash, would there be more than one Malchus because the Torah gave you the lav many times? Fundamental machlokes, yisodistika machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban. Chitas haRambam, he's mayrech here, both in Shoresh Tes and on the Mitzvah, where he's trying to explain it, that you have to define the lavin as different lavin. If the Torah would say the same lav more than once, it would only be one malchus anyway. The Ramban disagrees, and there are all kinds of riots on both sides. So, the Rambam lishitaso, the kash of Tosis doesn't start for another reason. Tosis had a kasha, who in that days and t'mur that days. Why does the Mishnah say by t'mura that there'll be Malchus Arboin, there should be Shimonim, there's two Lavin? So according to the Rambam, the kasha is not a kasha. Because if your Torah gives you the same Lav twice, there's still only one Malchus. So Tosis to ask the kasha obviously assumes like the Ramban, that if you have multiple Lavin, the same Lav more than once, there could be more than one Malchus. So Tosis needed to say, in the first tariff, Inachinami, there would be more than one Malchus. Tosus gives a second test, which we haven't spoken out. And the Mashah says, I have another answer. Even with the Ramban, that multiple Lavin means multiple Malchus. But over here, you have an Asay. The Asay is Menatik, one of the Lavin. Remember, you only have one Lav for Malchus, not two. Okay, so again, this is like a wider perspective on this inyan. But back to Al Hakira, Yitzchak Jonas and Yerayim important Hakira, we have an Askemina seemingly. Again, once we assume that there could be multiple Malchus and for multiple Lavin, if we have one Asay and multiple Lavin, would we say that you still get more than one Malchus because there's no Nituk at all? Or do we say that we can knock off one Lav because of the Asay and you only get one Malchus for the remaining Lav? Let's keep this Hakira in mind as we continue in Tosfos text. Okay, so Tosus is now back to us. How can the Gemara bring a raya? Bala Migdash Tamei. How can the Gemara bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan? The last Shikadma say Lokin, maybe it's not any different than the Rabbin. It's a glass say. But the reason for the Malchus is, of course, you have a two Rabbin and only one Asay. Okay. Down, you can ask the kasha here too. If it's going to be like that, then it should be two Malchus in, according to the idea that that would be two. Okay, that would be a separate discussion. What would be the answer over here? Why it's only one Malchus? Okay, but meanwhile, the kasha of Tosus is what it is. The Yesh Loma, the Lo Dami. You can't compare what we have over here by the two Lavin of Bala Migdash Tamei and what we have the two Lavin of Timura. That rule of the Gemara of Asay not being Menatik Tulavin, that's only in the context over there of Timura. But it wouldn't hold over here to apply it here. Shlomo Dilo Dani. The Shiny Hashan, the Tre Rabin Smuchin Rahadani. The two Rabin are one next to the other. Lo Yachri Fanu, the Lo Yamir Oso. The Torah has both Rabin one back to back to the other. And that's where we say that says Naminate two Rabin. Avol Hacha, the Einam Smuchin, they're not near each other. You have you have the Elamikdash Lo Savo and Parshas Tazria. Isa the Lo Kadmo Asay. If not for this new Yisod of Kadmo Asay, having Nituk, it would have been a Nituk, it would have worked. Tosis is very sussum. What exactly is the Svara? Tosis gives you a Chiluk without explaining. Tosis says the Yisod in the Gemara Timur that one Asay is not Menatik to Lavin is only similar to Tmura, where the two Lavin are next to each other. But over here, the two Lavin are not next to each other, and therefore we don't say this rule. The Aruch HaNer doesn't understand the Svara of Tosfos. What's the Nafka Mina? What could we say, and what's going to help us in explaining Tosfos? I think the Chakira that we've been speaking out can be very helpful here.
Yeah, Rabbi?
Please, yeah.
Could it be that if the chakir, if we say that it's unable to be oker, either one of them at all, maybe that's only if they're together.
Correct. You're going baruch shekivanta, but you're on a roll. Good. That's where we're going. L'chor, it seems to me, that should be the kobeya here. If I were to understand the pshat in the Gemara's rule, that like the mashat took for granted the chulin, right? That when you have two Ravin, so the assay successfully can be not take one Rav, but you're still left with the other Rav. And that's why you get Malkin, because of the other Rav. If that were the pshat, then I can't understand why it should matter if the two Ravin are smichi la'adadi and not smichi la'adadi. Bottom line is, the Torah, the Gemara is saying in Tamura that the assay cannot be not take two Ravin. It can do one, it can't do the other. The other one is left without any. So why do I care if the other lab is next to the first lab or it's somewhere else? The Maisha, you've exhausted the Nituk with the one lab and you have the other lab available for Malkus. The Chor, I don't hear why there should be any difference between where the two lab in our position. But if we understand the other way, and we have Maisha brought Tosis and Timur again, not that we know for sure the same about Tosis, but it's certainly nice to say that we have this Maspos at Tosis who has the Kash of Timur and Ume, and it should be Shmonim. Which clearly shows you, not like the Mashah's understand, that the pshat of the Gemara is that when you have two Lavin and you have an Asay, so the Asay cannot do anything. Now we have what to think about. Because what would be the idea? What would be the idea of the Svara that it can't do anything? Why can't it do anything? Why can't it do one Lav and then leave the other Lav available? The answer is, and this is a Svara that you can apply from other analogies, you know, Geya, Kolom of Techiyah, when we say, a muscle on the side, the Gemara says, Asay can be docha lo sasei, but Asay can be docha lo sasei vasei. Yeah, the chulin you have in other places, what does that mean? Does that mean that there is a success with the chia on the lav, but there's an Asay that's left, and Asay can be docha the Asay? It's already used up to be docha the lo sasei. So, in effect, there won't be malchus for the lav. Because the Asay pushed it away, but there's still an Asay. So Asay can be double less Asay Asay. Or do we say something else? And the way that the Rishonim explain it, Tosis in a few places in Shas, comes up in the end of Kulin, that the Pshat is that when you have a low Sasay with an Asay, the low Sasay becomes strengthened. It's not stamina, it's a low Sasay that's olim. The low Sasay has a Chosek to it. The Chosek is because it's a low Sasay, it's accompanied by an Asay. And therefore, an assay can be doche, a lo sasei that's a super lo sasei. It's a lo sasei that's invigorated by an assay. And therefore, there could still be malchus for the lav because no dechia took place at all. That's a variation of our chakira here would be in the cloud that we say, en assay doche lo sasei vasei. Again, namely, does it mean that there is a dechia in the lav, but since there's also an assay, so you're left with an assay that can't be pushed away from because of the other assay only pushed away the lav, and now I have an assay left. Or do I say no, that the low sasei of assay becomes a combination together that now such a low sase has the strength of an ase that elevates it to the point that there's no tachiyah that takes place. So back to us. One can understand the pshat of silence. Why is it that the ase can be menatek to lan? So you could say, well, one lan is menatek, but it's still left with another lan. So then, if that were the pshat again, I don't see any difference between where the two lan are positioned. But maybe the pshat is the other way, that an ase can be menatek anything if there are two lan. What does that mean? That the two lavin make it that each lav in its own right is stronger. The fact that there is another lav accompanying the first lav makes it gives an extra power, an extra koach, an extra severity to the first lav that doesn't allow either lav to be pushed away, to be menutak with the asay. The koach of the lav is now strengthened because there's another lav side by side. And therefore, there's no power for the asay to be menatik. Again, it's not the same idea as the chiyah, but it's a similar idea that the asay cannot be menatik to lavin, meaning because each lav now becomes further strengthened exponentially because of the other lav. And therefore, it'll come out that in theory, there should be two malkisim, like Tosis assumed in the question, and even according to the first parents, by the case of Timura, because Lamaisa, there's no need to whatsoever. But if this is the pshat, then I can understand a little bit what Tosis would mean in the chiluk. Tosis says that when does that rule apply? If the two lavin are one next to the other, as opposed to if they're two different places. And we understand the idea. If the Torah is telling me about the Issa Timura, I want you to know, don't exchange it, and don't exchange it. And the Torah says it, mamish together. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. So that is giving an extra chosek to the Issa of Timura. The Torah is saying, mamish, I'm telling you not to do it and not to do it. That is the, when it's juxtaposed and it's put together, that's what gives an alimus. That's what gives an alimus to the lav. And that's where the Kral is said in the Gemara that one essay is not monotic to lav. Because the lav has now been raised up to another level because of its partner lav that's put together in the same context. So that's the assault of the Gemara Tzmur. Nothing more, nothing less. The Mela says, Tosus, in the case of over here where there's two separate lav, there's no reason why one essay can't go from one lav to another lav. Each lav is independent. We don't see that yisod that the lav is strengthened because of the other one with it. Yeah, the fact that there's another lav somewhere, we don't see in the Gemara that makes any elevated level to the lav. It's only specific to the context of the Gemara Tzmura that the Gemara says it. But besides anything else, I can't create a new svara on my own. So Mimela, what do I have? I have one lav and I have another lav. No, comes the Nituk and says the Nituk is on both. It's dashed over here when the two lav are smichi la'adadi. That's when the Gemara says that you can't be a nitzuk whatsoever. So if you understand that the yisod of the Gemara is that you can't even not take anything, and the yisod is because each lav has now a greater status and standing because of its other lav that's put next to it that reinforces it. That's what Tosus could give, the svar that he gives. And then again, it would follow well with the cheshbonos of the Tosus elsewhere as well. This is the pshat. In our toast. Okay, it could be shot. Okay, questions. Everyone here where we went, the binyan that we built here, how we got to this? Not just the bottom line, the cheshbon, how we got there. It's important to think about how to learn, why we arrived at it. Mayor, yeah, go.
But is that svara a din in the lavin being smuchin to each other, or a din the lavin being on the same inyan?
I think in case of mikdash, it's also the same inyan. Lo yitanu es machaneim, del mikdash lo savo. I mean, okay, one talks about mitame. I wouldn't make much of that. It could be the same inyan in both cases. But I think when the Torah stressing one next to the other, that's the interpretation for that is the Torah's machazik belav. When the Torah says belav and says it again, boom, boom. You know, the 1-2 punch, if you will, if you want to use a melitza that we like to use. You know, that's the alimus. That's the alimus that we're discussing. When the Torah says it and says it again. That's the interpretation of that is the Torah's mechazik the lav. That's what the Gemara means when I say it's not mechazik the lav.
So theoretically,
yeah, go ahead.
So theoretically, if one were over two lav and bevaz achas that were smuchin to each other, but were not the same lav, meaning it was over two separate yisurim that were smuchin bevaz achas, the atzei would be able to be docha those two lavin.
If you have two lavin that are smuchin together, that's what we're discussing. That what do you mean? So if the two lavin are together,
right, but if they're separate lavin, meaning if they're not like a 1-2 punch, if they don't go together.
I mean,
maybe such a thing doesn't exist.
Case. I mean, what we're discussing, all these cases have to do with the fact that it's one Aveira that the Torah gave two lavin on. I mean, the whole Nituk is because it's a Nituk on the one Aveira. So obviously, we're talking about the same Aveira that appears twice. If it's two different Aveiras, then the Nituk is not relevant to the second Aveira. I mean, you have to figure out a case that would be relevant. The whole discussion has to do with that the Aveira is a lav that appears more than once, and the Gemara says that that says not Menatik to lav. Yeah. Okay, this is our toast. There is another terrace, and this is going to take us back to the whole union of Temura of that Aseh. And that is the Tosef Shan's over here, and the Etzem Svara of Tosef Shan's also appears elsewhere in Tosef in Chulin, Daf Pei, at the end of the Tosef. It goes on to Pei Aleph there in Chulin. Let's read it from the Tosef Shan's by us. We're going to soon have to finish, but just to see the Svara spelled out. Viyam Tomar, Dilma Shani Hashem, Ika Tre Lavi. Rachim b'shanina b'perakamah b'tzmura, delkach lahavi lav b'tzmura lav anitik apagav b'stibay b'mhamei mirenu b'shmi ha-kodesh, shub b'lachi chalasei v'alka tre lavi, v'alka nami ka tre lavi. Lo'i tamas machaneim, lo'i tamas mikdasha. Again, he has the gears that we have that has to be changed. B'lachi chalasei v'alka tre lavi, the same kash. But here, the Tosh Shans gives a different terrace. Besides the first terrace, which is identical to Tosh Shans, Yishkoma de Lodami, that's one terrace. That's Tosfos. In Nami Yeshlom, another terrace. The Hasham Lokim Hasebi Adayin. So Me'eleha he called this. Tokach Lachasiv and Tuke Trey Lavi. Abu Hachad and Mekayim Hasebi Adayin, Sapi and Natek Trey Lavi. Interesting. He tries to be machalic between the nature of the Aseh. It's not in machal between where the two lavin are positioned. That's not the issue. The issue is what type of a nituk we're talking about. It's a nituk of the order of Temura, it's a nituk in the order of Yishalchu min ha-machane. The Gemara that says that one aseh not nati lavin is only when you're talking about the weaker type of nituk. The nituk of Temura is weaker because there's no kiyam aseh b'yadayim. Me'eleha he kodesh. That's his lush. However, here, when you become a dayim, there it can be not a trade lavi. Interesting. We have to think about what this means. What exactly is the word that he's saying? And what does he mean when he says, Hashem lokim asay b'yadayim, me'eleha he kodesh? L'chora, it could be one of two things. We discussed before the Sefer Mitzvah of the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch. Does he mean that there is a key of mitzvah that could be he's mevatel, and he's not noe kedusha. But the maisha, the kiyum mitzvah, and the bitul mitzvah is all passes. That's what the chinuch would say. But that's also not the same level dikur and a nituk as an aseh b'yadayim that you have to do something. Or does he mean even less than that? He means like what we said from the Rambam is mashma, that there's no real mitzvah, it's just the idea that it's kodesh. I'm clear 100% from the lasha. The maisha, this Svara appears also, if you want, you have to take a look at it, the very end of the Tosfos in Chulin, that Pei Amidei's onto Pei Aleph Medaleph, you just need the end of the Tosfos, where the same Svara appears, makes its way into Tosfos over there, the very end of the Tosfos, Pei Aleph Medaleph in Chulin. And then there's a Pelagic of Tosfos in Tzmur Dabdalit that also acknowledges this Svara, but in a whole different way, simply to understand Shad and that Gemara, which is that we haven't read the Gemara, I stayed away from the Gemara, but Lamaisa, if you look at the Gemara in Temura, you take a peek there, you'll see the very Gemara is very difficult. What is a buyer driving at when he asks the Kasha and gives the Teretz? So that's what the Tosfos in Tzemura is about. And you take a look there. Hopefully we won't get totally bogged down, but at least to take a look at it, it's a difficult Tosfos. And it's a shame in the Hemshecha Gemara as we have back into our sugya. But the Iker, again, you can see why this Tosfos is a very, very important Tosfos for a lot of Inyanim that connect to Nita Klasei. Both say have a wonderful day. Tekarach for coming.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Got it.
Thank you, Rabbi.